Isle of Man operators foils 3,000 underage betting attempts. The Isle of Man Gambling Supervision Commission, GSC, has published a new study, revealing that licensed operators in the region blocked almost 3,000 underage players from accessing gaming services in 2023. The Online Responsible Gambling Survey report also found that all participating operators were happy and confident in their existing measures to prevent underage gambling. The report gathers responses from 33 of the 35 total Isle of Man licensees. It assesses the effectiveness of responsible gambling controls in place from January 1 to December 31, 2023. Key findings show that age verification measures, particularly date of birth requests during sign-up, proved most effective, with 2,972 minors prevented from accessing licensed gaming sites. Additionally, the study reveals widespread adoption of monitoring controls, with 32 of the 33 surveyed operators using them. All participating licensees claim that their tools are effective, or very effective, in preventing underage gambling. Notably, 79% report no underage registration incidents. 94% of licensees, 31/33, have ethical marketing policies. 27 say they have contractual restrictions with affiliates and third-party providers. 20 maintain social media policies protecting minors from marketing. Licensees promote responsible gaming. All operators boast systems in place to promote responsible gaming. Specifically, 31 licensees offered elective deposit limits, 22 elective spending limits, and 16 elective loss limits to empower players to manage their gaming activities. 67,907 customers utilized elective controls in 2023, representing 2.5% of the total customer base. However, one-third of respondents were unable to provide usage statistics, suggesting the actual adoption rate may be significantly higher. Operators licensed in the Isle of Man are required to provide players with at least one elective control option, deposit limits, spending limits, or loss limits. 21,999 players self-excluded in 2023. In addition to elective controls, Isle of Man licensees must process self-exclusion requests promptly. While most were handled immediately, some experienced delays. 21,999 players, 0.8% of the total player base, were registered on the self-exclusion list by December 2023. The most common self-exclusion durations offered were 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, and permanent exclusion. For the minimum duration, 94% of players were excluded immediately, while 6% were excluded within 6 hours. 73% of responding operators addressed responsible gaming complaints in 2023. Key areas of concern were companies setting limits or blocking players after sending warnings, players having to show proof of income for checks, and players being denied access during their chosen exclusion period. Two complaints involved individuals who found ways to evade self-exclusion restrictions. Based on the study's results, the GSC plans to revise its responsible gambling policy, providing licensees and the public with clearer guidelines and information.